Hello and welcome to Zee Humura Show, hosted by me, Humura Ruth. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. And if it's not going well for you, take it to the Lord in prayer, like I always say. Welcome to Zee Humura Show, a podcast that is dedicated to sharing the beauty of Uganda with you. And today's episode is a really, really special one because guess what? It's our Independence Day as Uganda. We have been free for 59 years of the British rule, and it's an amazing moment for us. And today, on today's episode, I do have some special guests come on to tell us what they love about Uganda and to just wish Uganda a happy, happy Independence Day. All right, let's get started with the episode. But before we do that, before we get back into the show, if you love my take on Uganda and you love Formula One, why not check out my Formula One podcast called ZF1 Amateur? ZF1 Amateur is a post-Formula One race commentary podcast hosted by me, Humura Ruth, that's available on your favorite podcasting player or platform. So just go to your favorite podcast player or just search on your favorite search engine, ZF1 Amateur Podcast, and you'll be sure to get Formula One closer to you. And if you like Formula E, as I do, you should also check out my Formula E podcast called The Formula E Podcast. That's all about Formula E racing as well as sustainable mobility. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back from that short break. Now we've come a long way as Uganda. 59 years of independence is a big milestone, at least to me. And I'm pretty sure our founding fathers, who include Sir Edward Mutesa, Dr. Apollo Milton Obote, Ignatius Musazi, Kangave, William Wilberforce Ratsiba, Sir William Nadiope, Benedict Chiwanuka, and many others, if they were here, they would have been super, super proud of what we have done and how far we have come as a nation. Now let's go back a little bit in Uganda's history. Did you know, by the way, that Uganda is the only country in East and Central Africa that has had 9 presidents since its independence, with the exception of Burundi? So we've had 9 presidents so far, and even these other countries in East and Central Africa that we're comparing ourselves to received independence around the same time like we did. Around 1960s is when these other different countries also received their independence. But we have had 9 presidents. That's how unique and special we are. So let's go back a little bit. The British government handed Uganda her independence on October the 9th in 1962 at Kololo Independence Square. In fact, today is where the Independence Day celebrations happened, at the Kololo airstrip. It's now an airstrip. And the president was there. It's a big ceremony that happens here. And I think in 1962, yeah, the Queen's representative at the time, it was the Duke of Kent, he handed over the constitutional instrument of independence to our executive prime minister at the time, who was Dr. Milton Obote. But that didn't automatically change things, because after independence in October 1962, Sir Walter Coutts stayed on for a year as governor and head of state, representing Queen Elizabeth II of Britain, or of Great Britain, like they say. And Apollo Milton Obote was the executive prime minister of Uganda then. Then in October 1963, the Parliament of Uganda voted Sir Edward Mutesa, the Kabaka of Buganda, as the ceremonial president of Uganda. In fact, I do have a podcast episode that is titled, I think, Living Through the Idi Amin Days. It was my mom talking about growing up during that time, and the whole Kabaka thing was in there. Then in 1966, Sir Edward Mutesa was overthrown by Dr. Milton Obote, who abolished the office of the ceremonial president and then declared himself executive president. Remember, Dr. Milton Obote was the prime minister to Sir Edward Mutesa. But then things didn't go as planned. In January 1971, the Milton Obote government was overthrown by his own army-led general, General Idi Amin, and I'm sure a lot of you know so much more about Idi Amin. And we do have a podcast episode about Idi Amin as well on the podcast. Subscribe, read the podcast review. I promise you, you'll have a great time knowing Uganda more. Idi Amin was the man that had been assigned by Milton Obote the duty of attacking Sir Edward Mutesa's palace 4.5 years earlier. Now, 8 years later, in April 1979, Idi Amin was overthrown by fighting groups of Ugandans who had support from the Tanzanian government forces. Then after that came Professor Lule, who took over from Idi Amin. He led Uganda for 68 days. He was then replaced by President Binai Issa. Now, Binai Issa had also served as Attorney General in the Obote government. And Binai Issa spent 11 months in office, and then he was overthrown by a six-man military commission led by Paulo Muwanga and deputized by Yoweri Museveni. At that time, three people jointly occupied the office of the President of Uganda. The three presidents comprised of Judge Saulo Musoke, Judge Polycarp Nyamuchoncho, and a senior civil servant called Hunter Wacha Olwol. After the general elections held between May to December 1980, Milton Obote won these controversial elections and received power to lead the country again. And then after the war on January 29, 1986, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni was sworn in as the ninth president of Uganda. And ever since then, we have had Yoweri Kaguta Museveni as our president. But happy Independence Day to Uganda. That's just a brief history background of how we have been living politically, I should say, but I'm super proud of Uganda. And these are some of the things I really, really love about Uganda, and I hope they make you love Uganda more as well. All right, let's jump into this. Now, did you know that Uganda is home to the second largest lake in the world? It's Africa's largest lake and the world's second largest freshwater lake. I'm talking about none other than Lake Victoria. It's the source of the River Nile and the second largest lake after Lake Superior, which is found in Northern America. It is also the second most youthful country in the world. In fact, 77% of the Ugandan population is under the age of 30, including me. It's also home to the third largest mountain peak in Africa, which is Mountain Rwenzori. I think I've talked about these mountains a lot. The mountains on the moon, I think it's the only place in Uganda that has snow when you get to the peaks there. So you can also visit the Rwenzori National Park and you see forest elephants, leopards, and over 217 bird species. And did you know Uganda has about 1,000 bird species, making it a bird watching paradise for anyone who loves birds? It's also home to one of the world's smallest churches. Now, if you go to Biku Hill, you'll find a chapel that is 8 feet tall and 250 centimeters wide. It has enough room for three churchgoers, including the pastor. So why not come to Uganda and see this world's smallest church? It is also home, this one I think a lot know, it's home to the big five mammoths, the lion, the elephant, the leopard, the southern white rhino, and the African cap buffalo. In fact, did you know that the rhino is the third largest land mammal after the African and Asian elephants? Uganda is also home to the Sese Islands, which make up an archipelago consisting of 84 islands. Half of these islands are inhabited and the other half are not. And these are found in Lake Victoria. And again, if you have not subscribed to the podcast or listened to it before, please do. It greatly helps because there's a podcast episode about about Sese Islands. I've done one about Sese Islands, and also there's a podcast episode in which my mom comes on and talks because my mom's mother is from Sese Islands, so she shares with you that kind of life. It is also in Uganda. When you come here, one of our delicacies that we are super proud of is the fried grasshoppers. So don't be alarmed. They're quite edible and tasty, although I don't personally eat them. Another thing we're really proud of when it comes to food here is the Rolex. I always say Uganda is the only country with the edible Rolex. Elsewhere, you wear it on your wrist. Here, you devour it with so much joy. It's just chapati with eggs rolled into it and some other things. It's just an amazing, amazing thing here. Did you also know that Uganda is crossed by the equator? And the saying that the grass is always greener in Uganda is so true because Uganda has an ideal temperature of 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, which makes it an ideal place for vegetation to grow. So don't be surprised if you find a lot of green foliage here all year round. And Uganda's largest export is coffee. We do export to Canada, the United States, Switzerland, to mention but a few. We do export tea, fish, cotton, corns, beans, vanilla, and even gold. In fact, Ben and Jerry's ice cream gets their vanilla from Uganda. Uganda, I know. Did you know this? That Uganda is also as big as the Oregon state in the United States of America. However, Uganda has a population of over 45 million people, which is 10 times more than the population you'd find in Oregon. How we're able to live harmoniously, I don't know. It's God. Our motto is for God and my country. It's also the most ethnically diverse country in the world. We have over 30 local languages spoken here and about 50 tribes living in harmony here. And according to the African Economist, Ugandans are some of the most friendliest and welcoming people in the world. It is not a fact made up by me. It is something that has been researched and discovered. So feel free to come to Uganda. They also say that the concept of African hospitality is deeply ingrained in Ugandan culture. Furthermore, to make you want to come, according to the World Linguistic Society, it's also the best English-speaking country in Africa. So it's not hard to blend in here. It's also one of Africa's tropical baskets, because some of the best pineapples in the world are found here. In fact, there's a popular juice made out of pineapple peelings called Omunanansi. It is also Africa's banana republic. We grow more bananas here than any other nation in the world, with the exception of India and China. Here you'll find over 30 varieties of bananas. You'll also find Lake Bunyonyi, which is our deepest lake here, and it's home to the Louisiana crayfish. Well, the Louisiana crayfish wasn't here originally. It was just imported. And you'll find it on some menus at tourist restaurants around Lake Bunyonyi. If you love steak, come to Uganda because it's a perfect place for steak. Did you also know that the Ankole beef is the lowest cholesterol beef on the planet? It is also one of the softest beefs. Beefs, I don't know types of beef you ever have. Uganda is also home to one of the most powerful waterfalls in the world, the Murchison Falls. And I've done an entire podcast episode taking you to the Murchison Falls. Now, I struggle to say the word because we used to grow up saying it as Murchison Falls, and nowadays it corrected us and said, and we're told that it's Murchison Falls. So I did a whole podcast episode on the Murchison Falls, you know, visiting them and just living the life there. So check it out. And last but not least, Uganda is home to over half of all the mountain gorillas in the world. We also have more chimpanzees than any other East African country. So those are some of the reasons as to why I really love my country and my people. In fact, when I think about Uganda, I think about the people first. I love the people. But I'm not the only one who loves Uganda. So here are some thoughts and views and opinions on why other people love Uganda.
Hello. Happy 59th anniversary for Uganda's independence. I'm so happy I'm a Ugandan. I love Uganda like one loves home. Home is the best place for one to be, whether it's good or bad or has discomforts. But you enjoy it because it's home. And I love my country. I would not trade it for any other country. I like its climate. I like its vegetation. I like its hills and valleys and mountains. I like everything about Uganda. Happy Independence Day.
Hello, Bella.
Hi, Ruth.
It's nice to be here with you.
Nice to be here with you as well.
A happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you too.
And we're here to talk about Uganda. You're full of joy.
I am, because there's a lot to talk about Uganda. A lot of good things at that as well. Mm. I love everything about Uganda. Mm. But I'm going to just pick out a few of what I love. I love the people. I love how diverse we are as a country. There's so many different tribes, different cultures, different languages, and there's representation for every single person. So I love that about Uganda. The second thing I love is the food, the roadside food, the Rolex.
Yeah,
the Rolex slaps different, you and I. And nyama choma, I really love that. Then we have borders. Borders are like, it's a form of transport. For those that don't know, because we don't have metros here, so we use boda boda. It's a two-wheeled motorbike. You can just jump onto it and then get to where you want to go. I love the thrill of being on a boda. What else? So when you hear Uganda, right? Mm. And recently, you think of Museveni, the president, our current president, and then you think of Bobi Wine. Mm. I don't know if I'm a fan of Bobby Wine, but I love what he stands for. I love the movement behind it, that Uganda is ours, not just a certain group of people, yeah, class of people, but it's for everybody. Like, guys, wake up, Uganda is ours. So, yeah, those are a few things I love about Uganda.
Can I ask you a few questions around them?
Okay.
Didn't you ever find it? Because I know people know this, and you know this, you look like you're from the West, and it's obvious. Don't people always find it interesting when you say you love Bobby Wine because he's from the Central and Museveni is from the West, so it's like you're expected to love
the
Western.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is, but it's good to also, not everyone, you know, would agree that we should vote for. Okay, let me put it this way. I wouldn't mind the current president, right? Mm. But then just certain things that have gone on for a long time is what I really do not like. And I'm here for change. I'm here for change. And Bobby Wine represents, you know, the youth, new minds, fresh minds, new energy.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to his music?
I have. Yeah, a few songs. I have a few songs, yeah. But I don't know the titles. So, right. But yeah.
Okay, and then let's go back to talk about border borders. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like life-threatening sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
But
they get you to where you want to go instead of sitting in that jam for hours. Because now everyone has cars in Uganda. Mm. So, yeah. But yeah, you have to tell them, please go slowly, please go carefully, and you'll get to where you need to be.
And you get used to them, I think.
Yeah, over time you get used to them.
But
if you're not used to them, don't sit on them. I wouldn't advise that.
It's like a MotoGP race.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the food. You talked about the food. The Rolex. How do you like your Rolex? Nyanyambisi? Nyanya fry?
Nyanyambisi. Actually, no nyanya. I don't like nyanya in the Rolex.
Do you do the yuga roll thing?
Or yeah.
Yuga roll.
Or even the roadside one.
You do that?
Yeah. The roadside one, yeah. That the kafufu, just use that extra
the
spice.
The Ugandan dust, mm-hmm. extra spice. It's like turmeric in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And the sweat.
Yeah. And then you talked about the people.
Yeah.
What... go in depth a little bit more
about the people.
Yeah.
I feel like we are vibrant as a people and very friendly people as well. We're knowledgeable at that. Mm. And yeah, it's good to mingle with different types of people. It's good to learn about the different cultures, because if I'm a Muganda and then you're a Mnyankole, we get to learn a bit about each other, you know? And I can take from you, and then you can also take from me. Yeah. Yeah. So I like that. Yeah. And I had forgotten Banang is a party. People love to party in Uganda.
Party after party.
I'm telling you. And our biggest export, I think, waraji. So if you haven't tried it,
is that true?
Try. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was going to die. Oh, is it nice?
No, I don't like waraji. No. But it's you know, we're talking about Uganda. These are some of the things. Yeah, waraji is one of them.
All right. And what do you hope to see in Uganda?
In Uganda, I hope to see some change. I would really like to see better education systems, you know, healthcare systems. Our healthcare is really, you know, people go to Nairobi just to give birth. Why wouldn't you give birth here in Uganda, right? Mm. So I would really want to see that. The roads are being constructed right now, so that's a plus. So I would like to see better education systems. I would like to see good healthcare. I would like to see less corruption, you know. I would like to see an opportunity for everyone. Doesn't matter where you come from. If you come from the village, if you're here in the city, but just equal opportunities for everybody. That's what I would love to see. In Uganda.
It was nice having you, Bella.
Thank you for hosting me on your podcast, Ruth. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Hello, Samantha. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Independence Day is coming up real soon. We're celebrating Uganda. What is it that you love about Uganda?
I love Uganda's affordable lifestyle, because I don't need so much money to get my nails done, to get my hair done, or even to have a household help or to Yeah, like small things. Like it's affordable to live here. Like you can actually live a reasonable standard of living. You can have a reasonable lifestyle with not that much. Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, you were talking about how when it comes to like beauty and personal care, it's really cheap. You could get your hair.
It's cheap because I know this. Like I lived abroad and I struggled with washing my own hair, braiding my own hair. Like the struggle, the real ghetto. But anyway. So now once in a while I can actually go and have someone really wash my hair. That was a big plus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the people, do you love anything about the people?
I mean, most times I mean, when I meet people in like a social setting, it's nice. It's different in a professional setting sometimes, the customer care, but I think like in general Ugandans are happy to like, they're friendly in a social setting, so it's nice to, you can easily make friends if you are actually like a tourist or a stranger in Uganda. In like a week you can actually have friends, and like real friends, not fake friends. That's one thing about Ugandans, they actually like, if they're friendly, they're really friendly, like they're not faking it. So yeah. So happy independence.
Happy Independence Day to Uganda. Thank you. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ruth. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very fine.
So Independence Day is coming up real soon. Uganda is about to get older. And I would like to know what you love most about Uganda.
What I love most about Uganda is, first and foremost, the lifestyle of the people. Though the bars are closed, but we do party a lot, so I love that in Uganda. Secondly, the sports. Being an AC Villa fan, I love the sports activities in Uganda, and I can't wait to watch sports in Uganda. Being that they brought in that coach from visit Brazil, I can't wait to watch sports in Uganda. So that's what most I love Uganda about Uganda.
All right, should we bring you back to talk about sports on the podcast?
Yes, probably if there's time you can fix in and then come talk about sports in Uganda, because I do love sports in Uganda.
All right, thank you so much. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you too. Happy Independence Day to you too.
And that's it for today, but happy 59th Independence Day, Uganda. I love you, my country. I really, really do. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious and kind to you in each and everything that you do. God bless Uganda forever and ever. Happy Independence Day. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode as much as I did. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, rate it. It greatly helps. And if you'd like to get in touch, I am on social media. My podcast page is at Zhumura Show on Instagram and on Twitter at Humura Ruth. My email address is mbabazruth77@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening in, and have a wonderful weekend.